this week. Saturday, June 25th, there's a garden party with a contest for the best hat, for the most unusual hat, at the Cutting Garden, 4055 State Route 52 in Youngsville, New York, from 5 p.m. to dusk. 845-482-3333. Saturday, June 25th, there's a lecture and a dinner with Pablo Helguere, artist and educator at Mildred's Lane in Beech Lake, Pennsylvania, from 4:30 to 6 p.m. mildredslane@gmail.com. There's an opening reception for Phil Signunic Drawings and Painting, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Red Eft Gallery, 159 Sullivan Street in Wurzburg, New York. Saturday, July 25th, you can see Flicks from the Underground, part of the Digit Festival, 7 p.m. at the Tustin Theater, 210 Bridge Street in Narrowsburg, New York, 845-252-7576. Saturday, June 25th, there's a contra dance, 7:30 to 10 p.m. at the Unity Grange, 554 Galilee Road in Galilee, Pennsylvania, 570-729-7141. Saturday, June 25th, there's a musical performance with Compartments Shedding Light on Dark Places, 7:30 p.m. at the Kaz Arts Center, 48 Main Street in Livingston Manor, New York, 845-436-4227. Saturday, June 25th, you can see Ta 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 As It Is, 8 p.m. at the Rosendale Theater, 409 Main Street in Rosendale, New York, 845-658-8989. Sunday, June 26th, the NACL Theater opens its 2011 season with Darwin II, The Comeuppance of a Man, a madcap public apology from an Argentinian thief for his unauthorized acquisitions of rare Darwin documents. 4 p.m. at the NACL Theater, 110 Highland Lake Road in Highland Lake, New York. 845-557-0694. Sunday, June 26th, there's an opening reception for the Small Works Show, 6 p.m. at the Catskill Artist Gallery, 38 South Main Street in Liberty, New York. The exhibit remains on display through September 4th, 845-292-0310. The WJFF calendar can now be found at wjffradio.org on the archive page. Thank you for listening. Please stay tuned.
Kathy Geary, welcome to Now and Then here on WJFF. Today's program, we'll be listening to the music of two drummers, two influential artists, Mick Fleetwood and Stuart Copeland. Mick Fleetwood. Maybe you don't think you know, well, gee, who is Mick Fleetwood? But I bet you've heard of Fleetwood Mac. Well, yes, Mick Fleetwood is the drummer in Fleetwood Mac. And we just heard a song from his 1970 album with Fleetwood Mac. The album is called Kiln House, and that song is called Jeweled Eye Judy. And he actually receives songwriting credit for that song, along with Danny Kirwan and John McVie. So, you know, now and then on this program, we're always listening to the music of various singers and songwriters. And, you know, drummers are usually not given the kind of credit for the songwriting composition that goes on inside of a band. Mick Fleetwood has been the only continuous member of Fleetwood Mac since the band was formed in 1968, and there's been 50 albums released under the Fleetwood Mac name. And there's something about the way he plays the drums that is so vital and so critical in that sound. That music, no matter what version of the band you've got, there's always something that it makes you want to dance. It has this incredible loping feel to it, this backbeat feel, you know, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's a backbeat, and Ringo Starr really developed that with the Beatles. Well, this is Mick Fleetwood's signature style. He's British, and he moves to London when he's only 15 years old in 1963 to pursue a career as a drummer. And he is actually hired and begins to play with John Mayall and the Blues Breakers. So he comes up through a very blues-oriented environment in the music world there. And he gets fired from the Blues Breakers for various reasons. And in the following year, 1968, he forms his own band with the guitarist Peter Green and the bassist John McVie. So they take the names John McVie and Mick Fleetwood, and they come up with a name for the band, and it's called Fleetwood Mac. And in 1968, they released their very first album. And there's no women in this band. It's a very much of a guy band, and it's very blues-oriented. And they release three albums. The Kiln House that we just heard is their third album. And you may not know it, but every time you listen to my show, you're listening to Mick Fleetwood play the drums, because my theme song for Now and Then is from the Kiln House album, and you hear Mick Fleetwood strumming. So the band changes its lineup. Quite a few people come and go. There's a man named Danny Kirwan, who is a very incredible songwriter. He writes a lot of the songs on the early Fleetwood Mac albums, The Future Games, Bear Trees, Penguin. When Mick Fleetwood is out in California in 1974, he meets Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks, and he asks them to join the band. And they become very important songwriters, and they really bring Fleetwood Mac to the pinnacle of their commercial success. But throughout the band's incarnation, Mick Fleetwood's drumming style stays consistent. So what I want to do right now is I want to play another track from the Kiln House album, a song called Tell Me All the Things You Do. That song's written by Danny Kirwan, who plays the guitar and sings the lead. And then after that, we're going to hear a track from the Fleetwood Mac lineup that you might be more familiar with. We'll hear a song from 1979's album Tusk, the Stevie Nicks composition, Sarah. Now, listen to the way he plays the drums. Even though these are two pretty much entirely different bands by the time the personnel changes, he's the consistent element. Let's get going with Tell Me All the Things You Do from Kiln House, and then Sarah from Tusk. Mick Fleetwood. Thank you.
Said you give me life, but you never told me about the fire.
Fleetwood Mac. Mick Fleetwood, the drummer. We heard three songs from the 1970 Kiln House album. We heard two Danny Kirwan compositions, Tell Me All the Things You Do. And then we heard Earl Grey, which has been the theme song for Now and Then. And after that, we heard from the 1979 album Tusk, we heard a Stevie Nicks composition, Fleetwood Mac.
Singer-songwriter Stevie Nicks is coming to Bethel Woods on Saturday, August 27th at 8 p.m. Famed for her warm, velvety, versatile voice and her many hits with Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Nicks will be performing some of her greatest songs at Bethel Woods for one night only, Saturday, August 27th at 8 p.m. For more information and tickets, visit bethelwoodcenter.org, paid for by Bethel Woods.
I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. So Mick Fleetwood, it seems like a very simple style that he has. There's a certain looseness to the way he plays. There's just this incredible rhythmic energy that comes out of him as a performer. He has recorded continuously with Fleetwood Mac, but he stepped out for the first time to do a solo album in 1981, and the album is called The Visitor. And this is a very, very interesting album for many, many reasons. The biggest thing is that he goes to Africa in January and February of 1981. He goes to the city of Accra in Ghana, West Africa, and he records an entire album. Now, this is a very interesting trend. Peter Gabriel was the first British musician that goes to Africa. Shortly after that, we've got Mick Fleetwood going to Africa and recording this album called The Visitor. We're going to be listening to a couple songs from this really interesting recording. This is a Mick Fleetwood solo album. And the thing that's really incredible on the song that we're about to hear, called Walk a Thin Line, which was a song written by Lindsey Buckingham and was also on the Tusk album that we just heard a Stevie Nicks song from. He records Walk a Thin Line, and his good friend George Harrison is there and plays in this recording. George Harrison plays 12-string guitar, slide guitar, and he also sings backing vocals. George Hawkins is singing the lead vocal, and Mick Fleetwood is playing the drums. After that, we're going to hear the title track from this album called The Visitor, and this features the Ghana folkloric group singing the vocals. Mick Fleetwood is on drums, George Hawkins is on piano, and Mike Moran is on a Prophet 5 synthesizer. So what's very interesting for me is, even though this is not the Fleetwood Mac lineup, there's the Fleetwood Mac sound. And a lot of it has to do with the way that Mick Fleetwood is playing the drums. Let's listen to these two recordings from Mick Fleetwood's solo album, The Visitor. We'll start with Walk a Thin Line.
I've seen so many things that make me wonder, but sometimes it's hard to tell. Yes, it is. Thank you.
Visitor, Mick Fleetwood, In Africa, his solo recording from 1981. Yes, and we heard before this song called The Visitor, written by C.K. Jongo, we heard Walk a Thin Line, a Lindsey Buckingham composition, with his good friend George Harrison playing slide guitar, 12-string guitar, and singing. You know, Mick Fleetwood and George Harrison had a very interesting friendship. They married sisters. George Harrison married Patty Boyd when he met her on the set of The Beatles when they filmed A Hard Day's Night. And in 1970, Mick Fleetwood married Patty's younger sister, Jenny Boyd. So Mick Fleetwood, incredible drummer, amazing personality, and he's been instrumental in holding that band together, Fleetwood Mac. There's another very interesting musician from the British rock and roll scene, another drummer who, like Mick Fleetwood, when he did his very first solo recording, he also traveled to Africa to do his recording, Stuart Copeland. Now, maybe you know the name, but maybe not. But I bet you've heard of The Police. Let's listen to Stuart Copeland playing drums with Sting and Andy Summers in The Police. This is a 2007 recording from their world tour, Walking in Your Footsteps. Thank you. Police, from their 2007 world tour from the album Certifiable, that's a Sting composition, Walking in Your Footsteps. And that tour was a celebration of the 30th anniversary of the Police, and that was in 2007. So in 1977, that's when the Police were formed. And Stuart Copeland was the drummer with Sting and Andy Summers. They were in England when they formed the band, although Stuart Copeland was not born in England. He's actually an American, born in 1952 in Alexandria, Virginia. Stuart Copeland was the youngest of four children, and his father was an officer for the CIA, Miles Copeland. And so Stuart Copeland grew up all around the world. Right after he's born, his family moves from Alexandria, Virginia, to Cairo, Egypt. And Stuart Copeland grows up in the Middle East. When he's 5 years old in 1957, his family moves to Beirut in Lebanon. When he's 12 years old, he begins taking drum lessons. And when he's 15 years old, he finally ends up in England in 1967. He goes to college out in California at the UC of Berkeley, and he returns to England in 1974 when he's 22 years old. And it's just 3 years later that he forms The Police, internationally famous, groundbreaking band. And throughout the entire, there's a, like from 1977 through 1984 when The Police stopped touring, it's a whirlwind career for Stuart Copeland as a musician. And you can hear how complicated his drumming is. You know, we heard Mick Fleetwood in the first half of the hour and that easy, loping backbeat style, where Stuart Copeland has so much going on in the way of the cymbal work and the polyrhythmic things that he's going on. And I hear that as a direct influence from all of the time that he grew up in the Middle East. You know, rock and roll is a backbeat. It's a one, two, three, and four. And Stuart Copeland breaks out of that arena. He gets a groove going, but he also plays a very complicated context of rhythm. In the Middle East, they have uneven rhythms. They do 5, they do 7, they do 13. They do very interesting polyrhythmic things, and you can so hear that in Stuart Copeland's playing. You know, so The Police, huge career. When they finally stopped touring, fairly amicably, actually, in 1984, Stuart Copeland begins a career. When he was recording with The Police, Sting writes almost all the music. But he begins a solo career as a composer in his own right, and he writes soundtracks. He begins writing soundtracks for so many movies. In 1985, the year right after The Police stopped touring, he releases his first solo album, Stuart Copeland's album called The Rhythmatist. And not only is this an album, but it's also a movie. And he travels to Africa. And he takes one of the very first digital recorders available, and he starts recording music. And he talks about the purpose of the album and the film. And this is what Stuart Copeland has to say. He calls The Rhythmatist a musical odyssey through the heart of Africa in search of the roots of rock and roll. And it's a cosmic adventure, this movie. We're going to be hearing a track from Stuart Copeland's The Rhythmatist. He's had an amazing career as a composer beyond just being a drummer. He's a fully formed composer. He's written soundtracks for movies that you've probably seen and have no idea this is Stuart Copeland. Here's a list of the movies he's done soundtracks for: Airborne, Talk Radio, Wall Street, Raining Stones, Surviving the Game, See No Evil, Highlander 2, The Quickening, She's Having a Baby, Taking Care of Business, West Beirut, Good Burger, The Leopard Son. I mean, so many movies. He's also done soundtracks for so many TV shows. The most famous one that I know was The Equalizer. And then here's the short list of the TV shows he's done soundtracks for. The Equalizer, Dead Like Me, Star Wars Droids. He did the pilot for Babylon 5, one of my favorite sci-fi TV series. And he also did on the Nickelodeon's The Amanda Show. He was commissioned to write an opera by the Cleveland Opera, and he composed an opera called Holy Blood and Crescent Moon. A fascinating career. We're going to hear 3 songs that were recently released on a Stuart Copeland anthology in 2007. We're going to hear a sample. We're going to hear a song from The Rhythmatist, that 1985 solo album that he recorded in Africa. We're going to hear the theme, the main theme from The Equalizer, that TV show that he wrote the soundtrack for. And then it's called The Equalizer main theme. And then we're going to hear a song from a movie soundtrack that he did. The song is called The Mud Lions, and it's from Leopard Son. Stuart Copeland, The Rhythmatist.
Yeah.
Stuart Copeland, amazing drummer. What a talented composer he is. That song that we just heard was from the soundtrack of The Leopard Son. That song is called The Mud Lions. And right before that, we heard an example of a TV show that he wrote the music for called The Equalizer. And then the song we heard before that, Koteja, was from his solo album in 1985 called The Rhythmatist. Stuart Copeland traveled to Africa. And I think it's really fascinating. You know, we heard the Mick Fleetwood song called The Visitor with the Ghana Fork Lorik group singing. And then on The Rhythmatist, Stuart Copeland goes to Africa. We hear those influences and that incredible style of singing, the African vocal harmonies. And then sure enough, right after Stuart Copeland goes to Africa in 1984, Paul Simon shows up there too, and he records his Graceland album using some of the same musical ideas that inspired these other musicians. Stuart Copeland. So in his career after the Police quit touring in 1984 has been really full. He's collaborated with a variety of musicians. In 2006, he released his own film called Everyone Stares, The Police, Inside and Out, using some of his own personal Super 8 movies that he did during his years with The Police. It's a pretty amazing documentary. And then we heard earlier in the show, we heard a song from The Police 2007 30th Anniversary Tour. And I thought it'd be good to end today's program with another song from that incredible tour. And I hope you can appreciate when you hear the work of Stuart Copeland as a solo composer, you can hear how influential he was in the overall sound that the Police had. Not to deny Sting's songwriting capabilities, but the type of musician that Stuart Copeland is contributes so much to the energy and the sound of the Police. Let's listen to their incredible song from the Certifiable Tour. This is Don't Stand So Close. And listen to Stuart Copeland play the drums.
Don't stand so close to me. Don't stand.
I'm Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then, today's program featuring the music of two amazing drummers, Mick Fleetwood and Stuart Copeland. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you have any comments, please feel free to email me, nowandthen@wjffradio.org. Thank you so much for listening.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from Catskill Farms, builder of early American architecture in Eldred, New York, on the web at thecatskillfarms.com, and from the Bel Air Music Festival, home to rock, bluegrass, country, Broadway, jazz, opera, and more, belairmusic.org.
This is 90.5 FM, WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York.